Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
All right, it is Wednesday, May the 26th, 2021. I will not be doing a show tonight at Alvarado News Network.
Doing it right now.
I am busy. Oh, what is going on with my audio?
That was me.
Can I declare right here that Discord has the worst Bluetooth settings in the history of the world? It is so bad. Hold on a second.
Hello, app.
How are you today? You are the worst. Hold on.
Let's start that again. It is Wednesday, May 26, 2021. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I am here to tell everyone tonight, well, you won't hear this till tomorrow. It doesn't matter, that I am off another night. Sunday to Thursday is becoming more difficult to meet that appointment and meet everyone because I am busy again. But I'll just leave it on the schedule for now, just for a laugh. And I wanted to come into the audio chat and let everyone hear a great Canadian rapper, young guy. I want you to hear his song. I'm going to play it. Is that okay, Quits Official? Quits Official is in the stream. Hello?
Yes, sir. Of course.
Yeah. And I wanted to answer you on FakoTube. Right now, I don't really allow anyone to upload to FakoTube because I want to just keep it to my stuff.
I thought that after I did that, after I messaged you, I was like, oh, maybe that's what FakoTube was all about. It was just your own curated content.
Not really what it is, because I only have 1 terabyte right now, and I'm doing pretty good for space because I don't put that much stuff up there. I really only put the smaller videos that I think are in danger of being taken down or the ones that are on smaller platforms. For instance, I'm a big fan of Kevin J. Johnson, and when he has a really informative show, which are almost all of them are really, he's really starting to hit it out of the park with his content. I put a lot of his stuff on, but I want people to see it.
Well, for me, I just wanted to say that the reason why I did this was because what I wanted to do was to post exclusively to FakoTube, because I don't want to necessarily post to YouTube. So, I'm looking for, platforms like BitChute.
How much content would you be putting up?
It wouldn't be that much, obviously. I'm talking, a video a week, maybe.
Yeah, well, I don't even necessarily want to,
now that I know that it's, your curated platform. I don't want to, do that necessarily.
It depends. What kind of stuff do you want to put up? Let's put it that way. Because the problem is everyone's videos sort of get mixed in together. I know you'll have your own channel, but, and I'm not against it completely.
Yeah. So, I don't really know, but I think that what I would try to do would be to watch what you're posting and use whatever you're, because that's what happens for me when I went to FakoTube. I'm like, okay, this is the repository of all this content that's related to this subject.
Yeah.
Right? So, I want to stick to that, and I want to maybe, expand on it to some degree. But I don't know. It's up to you, because you own it, dude.
Yeah, I saw your
But
little
I've always wanted to
day
talk
day
to you about this kind of stuff, web development.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I want to get the live stream going. Because I don't think many people use this guy's software. And what kind of phone do you have, Apple or Android?
Android.
Oh, that's cool. Because I want people to test drive his mobile software. And I don't think too many people use it, so it doesn't get tested much. And I want to get the live streaming going for the phone, because I think, do you ever go to any of the protests?
I haven't since Occupy.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of wanted to see how well it does video live streaming on phone. And I
but I've done, I've done live streaming on phones. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind, like I'm, if you're not gonna, as long as you don't upload hours and hours of other people's documentaries that might clog up my server, I don't mind.
I wouldn't do that. And
no,
also.
No, that's fine. I would just delete it anyway. But, yeah. If you want to do personal stuff that you were, you're talking about COVID, I would be fine and you could upload
that.
Yeah,
it would be about COVID. It would be about space, certain topics that I feel like I can actually talk about.
Yeah.
I would definitely do that.
I'll set your account to upload status, and I'll allow you to live stream as well if you want. Why not?
Live stream on FakeOTube too?
And from your phone, yeah. If you get the FakeOTube Android app, I don't have the FakeOTube Apple app because they won't post it on the Apple iPhone store. They won't allow it. But there's a generic app for the platform that you could easily use. They allow that because it's generic. It doesn't, and then plug in the FakeOTube credentials. So that, if anyone's listening, if you have an Apple iPhone, then you can download AV Alpha Victor Video. That's an app in the Apple iOS store. And then you just put in your FakeOTube credentials and you can browse FakeOTube from an app. The only problem is there's no real advantage to doing that than just looking at the website from a mobile browser. Because he hasn't got background audio playing or background playing on working. I guess it's very difficult to do. But you could live stream if I gave you access. So let me just,
I know that live streaming and video hosting is expensive. I'm actually a web developer.
Well, I don't know if it's expensive because I can do it. I live stream.
I know you can do it. Well, but you also know that any more activity in live streaming space will increase your cost.
Life for free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value-for-value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
With a touch of the flu, and I'm kinda skeptical of what he told me to do. He said that I could lock myself inside my room for a year, shut my non-essential business down and cower in fear. I said, Doc, I don't know, that seems so out of line. Give it 3, maybe 4 days, I bet I'll be fine. He said, no, you must not, you must wait for the shot. Everybody's gotta get it or society stops. I said, Doc, I don't know, is that all really true? These shots are brand new, they ain't fully approved. He said, no, you can trust us, it's the latest in science. Never mind the people dying, just give up their compliance. I said, Doc, you must have me mistaken with someone pliable. I can't trust you if none of these companies are liable. So I will stay the course like a one-way road. Take a vaccine and shove it, I'ma just say no.
Just say no. Just say no.
Could the war be being waged on our minds and our bodies and our souls. They ain't looking out for you, it's a scam and it's all about control. Doing what they say won't make it go away, oh no. But they don't know the lengths I'll go through rain and snow. I ain't so I left the doctor's office and stepped onto the street, feeling troubled by the lies and campaign of deceit. But I'm not easily defeated, I'm not one to retreat. I tried to make a post about it, they deleted the tweet. Undeterred, I stood on the corner holding a sign. The cops showed up, I got arrested and fined. They told me that my words are considered a crime. Next they'll be coming for the thoughts in your mind. I knew they were wrong, I took my ticket and left. They're trying to make it for those of us who resist. And with every headline, the propaganda continues. Now they say I'm gonna need a shot to step in a venue. All according to script, going exactly as planned. Next they're gonna wanna put a microchip in our hands. They say conspiracy theory, and that's all that they do. But it isn't just a theory if it keeps coming true.
And that's why I'm gonna just say no.
Battle. I'm not about to back down, I'm hopping in the saddle. I'm coming at it from a different angle like a southpaw. The system is corrupt, so it's good to be an outlaw. I'm rallying the troops, I'm looking for the lions, who know that we will never get more freedom with compliance. If the passports happen, we won't get away with just one. They're gonna make us take a new shot every 6 months. It's only getting worse, every time that we comply more, they take away the rights that our grandparents died for. Time to defy, and let the vibe rise more. Make a better world for our kids, what we strive for. And that means getting rid of all restrictions and masks, saying no to passports and resisting the jab. It's time to kick some dust up like an unpaved road. So join me and Chris Guy and just say no.
Just say no. Just say no.
That was Just Say No from RC, and there is a small town in Canada that he featured in the video, and the small town is Unity, Saskatchewan, which is down the road from Adanac, Saskatchewan, which is Canada spelled backwards for all those who are unable to read backwards like I am. I can't even speak forward, and that is near it's not near anything, actually. Unity, Saskatchewan is near nothing. And most of Saskatchewan is near nothing. But anyway, that was a pretty good song, actually. I was quite impressed with that.
That was so good.
Yeah. I wasn't sure. I'm not a big rap fan, but two Canadian rappers, Tom McDonald, and now we got this guy, RC. Just really, really good lyrics. Fantastic. I heard that on the Kevin J. Johnson show last night, and I played about 6 times, and now I put it on FacoTube. So well done, RC. Fantastic. Okay, I just updated your FacoTube account. It says you haven't confirmed your email. Did you confirm your email from FacoTube?
Yeah. No, I'll do that right now.
Yeah, it doesn't make much difference, but I just noticed you didn't confirm it. So get on it, buddy. And actually, I don't even think you can
That's
make a
call. Step number one. I thought I was confirmed, dude. So I take it all back.
If you can't leave a comment, I don't think you're confirmed. I'm not sure. It should make you confirm if you want to leave a comment or do the chat on the website. You can upload now. So let's see what you got there, buddy. I don't give this out lightly, but we're good.
Hey, I appreciate it. I got a couple FacoTube emails, but I didn't really get, I got a welcome email, but I didn't get a, oh yeah, it is verified. I see the link, it's very small.
Yeah, no, well, yeah.
No verification error. I got an error again. Anyway, oh, the second one. I think I got it now.
So any issues you have, let me know. Let me know how it works.
So I just wanted to also say, because, like, I'm a web developer as well, you know?
Okay.
So I know all about, you know, PHP scripts. I did a bunch of stuff when I was younger.
Good.
In terms of programming and So, like, developing online is something that's very important to me. And you have been one of the people, kind of like almost like a mentor or a role model to see.
Oh, no.
Come on, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Work with me here.
All right, I'll play along with the gag. Go for it.
Okay, it's not a gag, but okay.
Okay.
I'm serious. This is like real journalism. Like, I haven't seen it at all. Like, where else would I go? And guess what? I'm here.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well,
you know
what
I mean?
A big booster of Kevin J. Johnson. The stuff he is doing.
I don't know these people.
Oh, my God. You got to watch
him. I
got to
look into these people.
He's changing laws. Alberta just wrote an entire law. They're tabling a bill. Whatever it is, 70. They're tabling a bill in Alberta basically to completely screw Kevin J. Johnson to the wall. And even if Kevin J. Johnson is not, I don't think he's going to win. I think they're going to make sure he doesn't win. I don't know how they're going to do it. He has
just saw that. I just saw some Kevin J. Johnson videos. That's where I'm at with this. Like, I literally just saw that a couple of days ago.
Oh, well, I put it on FakoTube, so have a look on
FakoTube. I've been,
because
I've watched everything on FakoTube, basically.
Oh, okay.
So,
well,
yeah,
I would actually like to clip his videos, because he's got lots of advertising in them, but I don't have the energy or the time to do it, so I just put the whole thing up. But if I could have clipped it, I would.
To say that, to me, FakoTube seemed like almost like a curated...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, like you're curating the best content about the issues of today.
I can only curate what I see. There's so much out there. I just
you get sent some stuff too, right?
Well, I just have all my main sources. I don't really. Eric is my number one feeder of information, and he filters out tons of stuff, which is really valuable. So he only sends me the best stuff. And then I curate that down to what I like. We're both on the exact same wavelength. He's the best, Jan Erik, no doubt about it. So he has his own Telegram, and he knows me pretty well. So anything he thinks I'd like, he just sends to me directly on Telegram, and which is great. He just forwards from his own. So he's got his own curation, which is fantastic. That's the whole point of collaboration.
Exactly.
So if it's really good, then I just put it on FakoTube. I can't put everything on because he sends me 100 things a day. Or on his Telegram, he must have 100 things a day on there.
And why would you? I actually have been going to FakoTube every day recently.
Nice. Well, it gets double the hits of Fakeologists.
Yeah?
Crazy. Yeah,
okay.
Double the hits. More
double
than
the
twice.
Hits.
More than double.
That makes sense, because you're actually, it's like video content.
Yeah, people don't like to read.
From the entire history of Fakeologists, like, what is the traffic like, can I ask?
Oh, it's not very good.
No?
No. Well, blogs are old school at this time. Blogs are 5 years out of date.
Totally.
I just like it because... sort of a notepad for me, but blogs are out. Blogs are people don't use blogs, they don't read
blogs.
Blogs
are in though, too, though.
They don't even know what a blog is, the young people. I've been blogging for 20 years. I started off with Gray Matter, which was a pretty good story.
20 years, me too, man. 20 years.
Yeah. Do you remember Gray Matter?
I don't remember Gray Matter.
It was a script. It was the first script I ever found. It worked really well. And then I think I moved to Movable Type, Movable Type, that's the name of it. And then I tried Expression Engine. And then WordPress started coming up.
You got all WordPress. The obscure, awesome, like, I didn't even know those platforms. But yeah, WordPress, continue, sorry.
Yeah, WordPress is dominated for 10 years.
Can you just mute?
There you go. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Yeah, about WordPress.
WordPress dominates the scene. I don't really like it. I like it because it's fairly open source and people can make plugins for it. But it seems to have stagnated in the last 5 years. They keep putting new things in that are not helpful. I'm not overly impressed with WordPress.
Have you heard of Ghost?
Maybe.
It's like mixing a content management system with a Patreon. So
I don't want any paywall stuff. You know, I'm on Patreon. I'm on Patreon and put stuff on Patreon. It's a slow, annoying website. I really don't like it. I don't mind it for payment processing, but don't put your content there. It's such a pain in the ass. The website's slow. I don't like it.
What I meant was that instead of using Patreon.com, Ghost, even though it is a third party, so obviously I gotta just say that it is a third party platform. But it does provide a whole new kind of system that is really interesting because every blog post becomes part of your newsletter. So everything that you post actually is sort of like the old school printing press and the old news.
Yeah, but they own your content.
No, they don't. They don't. Not on this platform, no.
Okay.
But, I mean, these are the details that are, I can't say like 100% of this platform is fucking like the solution. From everything that I've looked into, because I've been a web developer since the late 90s.
Yeah.
I know all about the struggles, you know. WordPress
is the talk here. Yeah.
I thought that the audio stream was coming with the commercial.
It's just noisy where I am. Input mode.
Are you broadcasting from malls?
No, I'm broadcasting from a parking lot.
Cool. Remember when I tapped in from McDonald's back in the day?
Yeah, that was high. Never do that again.
Well, you blanked out there. I hear you.
Yes, it was annoying. Don't do that again.
Oh. Sorry about that. This is my only internet connection.
Where do you live now? Are you in Hamilton? Hambone?
Yeah, I'm in Hamilton. That video that I shot there was at Bayfront Park.
What is it called? Bayfront?
Yeah, Bayfront Park in Hamilton. It's kind of like this little inlet.
Where is that? Right underneath the
Lake Ontario.
Burlington Skyway?
Not sure what the Burlington Skyway is.
Then you can't be from Hamilton if you don't know what the Burlington Skyway is. Only the biggest bridge in that area. Hello.
Well, I just moved to Hamilton, so.
Like I said, it's the biggest engineering structure in Hamilton, the Burlington Skyway. You don't know where it is?
Yeah, I do know where it is now that you mentioned that it's a actual bridge, I guess.
Yeah, it's a skyway.
You just caught me in a little bit of a conversational quip. It wasn't actually like.
Your mind is foggy. Okay, I got it.
Well, not necessarily.
There's actually a Chicago Skyway, which is even bigger. When I went to Chicago, I was blown away by how big that sucker is.
Yeah, I mean, it just wasn't that impressive to me in general. Allegedly, my ancestors built bridges, so the Hamilton skyline just kind of wasn't that impressive to me, I guess.
Why is it you gotta build bridges your whole life to be called a bridge builder, but if you suck one cock, you're a cocksucker for life?
I would like to be a bridge builder for life.
I don't know, Fertilizer. Fertilizer, you got away with phraseology there. I don't know. Tell us.
It's a gift and a curse.
So far, it's mostly cursed.
Well, this kind of actually reflects on last night's conversation, because in the same vein, Ecologist Mobile just basically was just like attacking me for not knowing the Hamilton Bridge for some reason. And I'm like,
you don't know the name of every single architectural structure around you. I mean,
exactly.
No, no, come on. I think
come on.
It's the biggest thing in Hamilton.
Is it? I don't know. Who taught me what the biggest thing in Hamilton
Hi,
is?
Hi, this is Heroes.
Purple Play.
Fluidic Blue Now.
Emerald Quiz.
The Asarian.
Pioptic Number Science.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Maybe I'm just focused on, you know.
All right, it's okay. I forgive you.
Else.
It's okay. It was a minor thing, though. Let's not blow it up. All right, what did you think of that rap song? Did you like it?
The best.
FM.
Okay, I respond to Fakeologists. FM doesn't resonate with me. Can you use one of my million of names that I'm used to?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to Spike. Yeah. Can you use Fakeologists? Because FM is hard to hear. I don't identify with FM.
Who said FM?
You said FM.
Who said FM?
All right, well, go ahead, Spike. FM. What do you want? Speak. Tell me. Ask me something.
I'm just wondering who said FM, Fakeologist Mobile.
Okay, ask me something useful.
Good.
Well, I'd like to get an answer to my useless question first. Who said FM, Fakeologist Mobile?
I thought it was you. Wasn't you? You're the only one that said FM.
So you did hear me.
So did you say it?
I certainly did.
So why are you asking me who said it if you knew you said it? Are you testing me now?
In a sense, I'm testing your veracity because you said it's hard for you to hear, but yet you apparently heard it.
That's right, but it still was hard to hear. Just because I heard it doesn't mean it wasn't hard to hear. So would you mind addressing me as Fakeologist? Do you mind that?
So this is like prior restraint. You want to head off any possibility that you might not hear it when I address you with FM.
FM? Can I address you as FM?
You said that, Quist Official? Now you're starting with me.
No, I'm just joking. All
right.
I think FS, a.k.a. Fertilizer Spike, has been experiencing some difficulties with the Discord server, so he's probably just kind of projecting his speech and questioning.
No, this is just me.
Yeah, I think it's his personality. Actually.
It's not just you. Yeah.
You're giving him excuses. He doesn't need any.
No, I kind of know what he's going for.
Fakeologist Mobile?
No, Fakeologist is fine. You can shorten it to Fakeologist, Spike.
Okay, but is there a set of rules or some algorithm I can use to determine what I should call you? Or?
No, just do what I say and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So is there some other reason you don't want me to call you FM specifically?
No, I gave you all the reasons. You need.
The reason is that you don't want to take a chance of not hearing me?
I think that... Can I just pipe in here? The reason was that you weren't responding to that.
But he did respond to it. But it was just to tell me not to do it. So, all right, I will not call him FM anymore.
Well, he was just saying that he's usually identified with other names. Like, it's like if you were to call me Chris right now, everybody knows me as Quiz Official. It would be kind of weird, right?
Or like if I were to call you Q and no one else does?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Which I've been doing for almost 3 days now.
He's just asking because he can't hear you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought this up, though. I will not call you Q if it bothers you.
What? Why would you say that?
Well, I thought, okay.
I didn't say that it bothered me, so I don't know why you... What?
Okay, cool. Fakeologist Mobile? I mean, fake-o? Logist? Olo? What's your real...
Well,
not real name.
Now
name
you're
the real name.
You just want to make a parody of this? Is that what it's called?
I'm pretending to tiptoe around it.
but it was already done. So do you not understand that that would be like
trolling?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Are you trolling?
Oh, like if somewhere one were to say what? If someone were to say what? You don't know the name of the largest structure near you? You must be lying. That like that kind of trolling?
Yeah, okay. I don't think he was trolling me necessarily.
No, you're right. Keiko?
I'm actually interested in that bridge.
Yeah, the Skyway, you said it was? I saw the recording of this that was posted up. Had a title like, an interview turns into an interrogation. I was just wondering if you thought I was interrogating him?
Well, there are two bridges, actually. So I'm in the clear. What are you saying?
Two skyways?
I guess only one skyway. Not sure if that's the correct way to...
No, I heard him say it was a skyway.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I see the Queen Elizabeth Way. Oh, if we're going to be specific, I guess maybe that's what you're referring to, the Queen Elizabeth Way. The only way, the Queen Elizabeth Way, sponsored by the BBC and Canada and Justin Trudeau. Thanks for coming out.
Were you here yesterday when I got my, like, not exit interview, almost, my entrance interview?
It was probably. I was there for a chat.
Did I come off like I was interrogating Nico?
With Ab? Oh, yeah, with Ab. Yeah, I was there with Ab. I think you just have a...
I just wasn't sure if he was saying I was trying to interrogate him or he...
Well, I think that you thought that he was interrogating you. Right? Isn't that
That was my third thought. Was like, if he didn't think I was interrogating him...
I think he responded as if he was... interrogating you, but he really wasn't. I think at the point of contention, it was like Ab inferred something or like was mistaken in some regard, but you took it as if he was trying to interrogate you.
That's possible.
Yeah, it was about the military background, I think. It was like,
yeah, when he was like, how long have you been? Oh, yeah, when I said he was using the Reed technique.
Yeah. Which, you know, I was like, okay. But I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that he was just maybe assuming that you were military based on the information that you provided in the chat and voice communication prior to that.
Yeah, he was fishing.
And yeah. He knows what it is. He's right here, though, so he's commenting.
He clearly missed all my hilarious jokes, though.
Yeah, probably. I miss them, too.
Yeah, I was just thinking, he's probably not alone.
No, but I've heard you. Whatever. Well, you actually came on video, which was pretty cool. Even though you might not have even intended it.
Not the first time, no, I didn't intend it. But after that, I was like, yeah, whatever. But I had something I was going to say, and I forgot. You've seen the bridge he's talking about, I guess. What's the big deal about it? I mean, bridge is a bridge, right?
Yeah, that's why I kind of didn't really understand. But it is, I guess, very obviously a
big bridge. It's long, really long? Or?
Yeah, it's a long bridge.
Where does it go?
It is its Queen Elizabeth Way. It doesn't go really anywhere. It's kind of like in a peninsula, in a body of water called Lake Ontario.
Crosses a lake?
So it crosses like a bit of the lake at the closest point of land.
You convinced me. I believe you.
Yeah, they just have like a couple of bridges there. I think it was just the way he said it. Like he said, it was like something. Even on maps, I can't see that name that he said. It's like the biggest bridge in the world. Like, I didn't know that.
So you say you smoke weed, huh?
I do. Unfortunately, it's... but I grow it, too.
Well, now you grow weed, huh?
I grow is better than what I smoke, for sure.
You know, your story's getting more and more complicated. That kind of rings alarm bells.
Growing is better than smoking, my point was. So why any of that rings alarm bells?
Well, it's just like, you know, when you press someone on details for their story and they elaborate, you know,
you know, make a more elaborate, confusing, complicated story. It's like, geez, what are they trying to do? Blow a smoke screen here?
Oh, explain. I don't understand.
Oh, now, oh yeah, okay. That's a common tactic among people who elaborate on stories. Now suddenly you don't
just understand. Asking a question.
Now suddenly you don't understand.
Just asking for you to be more open and fluent with your description of what you're speaking about so that it's not just an opaque, abstract conversation that people are listening to and more of an engaging discussion that we both have.
All right. Well, let's just assume you're telling the truth for now. What strains do you grow?
Mostly did CBD when I first started. I'm actually going to sell my grow light because I am kind of moving in a different direction with my growing. I'm more into microgreens now.
You make extracts out of them?
No, I haven't gotten into any of that. I've just been like outdoor recreational grower, basically. But I have a grow light, just figuring things out.
That's the most fascinating plant I've ever grown, and I've grown a lot of different plants.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like that, it was such a great thing to see the plant and growing the plant. Like it.
Like even if it didn't get me high, I would probably still want to grow those plants.
And that's why I said that growing in me was more satisfying than like consuming it. That's all I meant by that.
I agree. I mean, it's very tough plant, very tough plant, very resilient to neglect and abuse.
Super resilient, yeah.
Very quick to propagate, you know, through cuttings, and it just fucking blows my mind. Like if I was gonna, you know, say I had God powers, I was gonna engineer a plant to be useful to human beings, I don't think I could make a better plant than weed.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I think that it actually is a sort of like a created plant, like. I talk a lot about the megalith network and everything, and I think there was a culture that existed on this planet that exceeded what we have today, and that's like their message to us, you know, like, hey, we were here, you know, and or like their tombstones kind of almost, or maybe technology and information caches. But anyway, I think it's possible a lot of the plants and animals that we exploit today could have been created by that past civilization, you know, kind of bequeathed to us inadvertently or directly or whatever, but I just can't. The weed is so useful. All those cannabinoids that pot plants produce have analogous chemicals in the human body. It's mind blowing.
Yeah, that's the point, is that we have these receptors, as they say, you know.
It's like the endocannabinoid system has so many regulatory and feedback functions in the body.
Like we're built for it. Like a symbiotic kind of relationship.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, this plant is the fucking skeleton key for all human health.
I mean, I hope so. But I still haven't seen that kind of proof. There's been a lot of hype, especially in Canada here, because it was legalized. So it's like, there's all this hype about CBD and THC. And all I see are high prices and low quantities.
Facts.
Hello.
Hello.
What's that flower on your icon there?
It's a lotus flower.
Lotus flower.
What's the significance of that, if any?
To me, it's a bit of a renewal. Renewal and good things growing from bad things. It's sort of like feels right, an appropriate flower for me at the right time.
What about your handle?
That's a peace.
Clearly.
Yeah. And they're thinking that, yeah, that's all people want, really, isn't it, for the most part? We wish we could have just left alone to get on with things, but no, other people have got other plans for us.
Cool, blimey.
That sounds like you should have Mary Poppins at the end of it.
Yeah. That was my inspiration.
Yeah. Other end of the country.
You know, you should see my umbrella. Ooh.
Oh, fly away over the chimneys. Oh, blimey, Mary Poppins.
Oh, it's just like swimming day again.
Limitec.
Yeah. Oh, we've seen swimming day, yeah. I'm in Manchester, the rainy city.
Manchester United, is that the thing?
Yeah.
What's the lowest temperature?
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
That bot needs to chill.
That's finished now.
Take it easy, buddy. Don't go hard on the bot.
No, we've had about 17 degrees, I think, today. Do you have it in Fahrenheit in America?
Yeah, was that 70-something Celsius?
17, well, 16 degrees is 61. Yeah, we're in Celsius. So it's probably been about, 64, 65, something like that, I think, today.
Well, you said 17. I think you said 70.
Oh, 17. 17 Celsius.
Jesus, 70 degrees Celsius. Holy fuck.
Yeah, 70 degrees Celsius would be melted.
That's perfect weather if you're a baked potato.
Yeah, definitely. But no, don't think I fancy it being that hot. But no, you rarely get it that hot here. We get it hot and humid when it gets hot here. It's not nice.
What do you do for fun?
For fun? This? Swim? Go
wow,
out?
The first person to immediately give me a straight answer. It's weird.
Yeah. It's a fairly easy question.
You would think.
You would.
Like, most people act like it's some kind of trick. Like,
it's a quite straightforward one. How about you?
I race cars. I fondle women.
Race cars and fondle women? Yeah, fine. Why not? Nice. What good cars do you race?
That part was a joke. I don't race cars.
Oh, that was, no, you don't race cars. It'd be quite cool if you did, though.
I drive a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah. That's not a super hot car, is it? I've got a Yaris.
Well, if you're like an Indian software magnate or something, a hot car.
Yeah, they might have that. So what were you all talking about then before I came along? It was about the benefits of the wonderful weed.
Bridges. Oh, well, yeah, we were talking about weed too.
Yeah, and bridges.
Yeah, but like being a bridge builder, what does it take?
Engineering.
Well, you got to build bridges, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems obvious once you say it.
Yeah, you need materials and knowledge.
What's your field?
My field? What do you mean?
Field of interest.
Oh, field of interest. I don't really have a sort of speciality in there or a particular sort of bit there, because I'm new to this. Until about a year ago, I didn't really realise that there was a whole different, you know, way of looking at the world and a whole different way of seeing things and a lot of things there which I took for granted and accepted, you know, are not what they seem. So I'm still finding my feet in this. You know, it's I've always known that, you know, we are lied to. And that there are powers above our governments, and I've seen sort of like, you know, sort of firsthand, well, quite as evidence really that the governments are really trying to kill poor people, they're trying to get rid of people, and I can see it there, you know, how easy it is to go and do that, and it's just how all the media lies and the stories that come out, and it all just, and they were so controlled. You know, it's just living in a world that is nothing that I thought that it actually was. You know, it's just so different.
It's like you've been waiting for that question for a while. Huh?
It can be difficult getting the word in edgeways on here sometimes. But it is. I feel like it's like, you know, everything's just so different to how it was even just a year ago. And, you know, it's the things that I sort of suspected that were going on actually seem to be true. But the strange thing is, instead of like feeling worried about it, you know, and thinking that the government's trying to kill people, you know, to find out that that actually is true, you know, you could think that that would be a bad thing and that would make me feel bad, but it doesn't. It's kind of like, it's sort of reassuring because I thought, well, I actually was right to feel like that. And I sort of saw it. And they kind of feel slightly reassured by it in a strange kind of way.
That's an interesting reaction for sure.
Yeah. It's like, because you'd think it'd be like a really bad thing, wouldn't you? But not necessarily.
Being right is very, very, it's like a drug.
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm right about everything in the world, just for certain. But that thing I was, I think the world makes a bit more sense when you look at it as being, you know, controlled from above. But the ultimate result, you know, think about whether they are trying to go and get rid of us. I mean, to go think about people who've had the vaccine and think that all of a sudden they could just drop down dead all at some point. It's not nice to think about things like that.
What do you think about these characters on here?
Characters on here? There are some interesting people on here. I mean, some people, they know so much. And like, I kind of feel like if you were... Davis on there, I like Jan Erik. I think he's like he's really interesting to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
He knows a lot about history, which I think is quite interesting there. I think that Linda has also got quite a lot of good things to say. You know, but it's just nice listening to all different people. You know, sometimes I chat a bit and sometimes I just like to come on and listen in the background. So it's just, I think I'm here to learn, you know, and find out, you know, what other people's opinions are and other people's views.
You have people around you that discuss these kind of things?
Mostly no. All but one of my friends are complete normies, you know, my family as well. You know, so they're all jumping up and down, taking the vaccines and being pleased about it and sticking it on Facebook.
Yeah, I think
But the number of times that it's, you know, you get sick of it, and people go, oh, yeah, you do a vaccine, yeah? Have you been for yours? It's like, no. And it's, no! I hear the shocking people's voices.
You're going to tell my grandmother.
Yeah, it is. No, it's like, no, oh, it's all, like, all for everybody's good. And, you know, some people there that say that they go, it's right that, yeah, we should have, you know, restrictions on what unvaccinated people can do. It's like, really? If I don't believe in the crap, you know, it's just like, look at the detail. Look what it tells you about people who've been dying. It says deaths with COVID. You know, they've never told you how many people have died of it because there's hardly anybody.
Yeah, and what does with COVID mean? It just means they got a positive result on some PCR test. Like,
yeah,
if you do enough replications, you know, you do enough iterations of that test, you can test positive for anything, literally anything.
Exactly. You know, and now they're turning it down, aren't they? They're turning the repetitions down for, you know, people who've been vaccinated when they give them the test. So they're less likely to generate the false positives. I mean, we get told that there's false positives there. We're told that at least a third of the tests or the positive results are false. So, but people don't knock a third off the amount of deaths that they get scared about. I mean, so we've got the so-called Indian variants here. And it's like there's one area, sort of like one town to the north of Manchester called Bolton, that's particularly affected there. They've got, you know, transmission rates that they say are, you know, 18, 19 times the national average. And again, they're all like, it's all about, you know, we had the last week, I think there was 19 people in hospital with COVID in Bolton, but they've got this massive problem with the transmission rates. It's like, okay, so there's not a problem then, is there? It might be being transmitted, but people aren't getting ill from it if there's so few people in hospital. And then, of course, they broke it down into who's had the jab and who hasn't there. And it's, you know, it's just all like designed to just like to scare people, you know, into complying and going and getting the vaccinations.
Yeah, again, they just redefine the criteria for diagnosis and then say, we stopped the transmission. Like trying to eliminate disease with grammar.
Yeah, it's crazy. They even go as far as saying that the majority of the transmissions and the infections actually for this particular variant are all in children. You know, age between 5 to 9. It's like, right, it's little kids. And it's like, well, how can it be in kids on there? Because we've been told all the way through, doesn't affect children. No, children don't worry about children. They're fine to go back to school. Yeah, they're not going to spread it. They're not going to catch it. Oh, no. Look, the children are spreading it. The children are passing it on now. And it's just, again, you know, they get told no figures at all of how many people that have actually, you know, had symptoms from all these tests, or these alleged tests. They can make up anything, can't they, and stick it in the media, and people will believe it.
Yeah, I'm skeptical of the whole virus model anyway. I'm not even sure that's correct.
No, I've not familiarised myself with viruses so much on there about the transmissions of them, but I know there's a lot of people who don't think that it behaves like a virus and think it's possible that it isn't. Because a virus would transmit in a more natural fashion than this does. It seems to be congregating so far in certain areas and with certain groups. It does seem to target certain people.
It travels as fast as the tests move around. It doesn't travel, you know, it travels faster than people move around. So, like, how could it be transmissible?
Supersonic speed, clearly. I don't know. I think quite a lot of people, I think, accept the fact that it is not natural. It didn't come from a bat. You know, it came from a laboratory. It's created.
Yeah, that bat.
Something artificial. Yeah, a lot of people think it's all like from the Chinese because obviously it started over in China, but you know, it's not. That may have been chosen to be the initial point of origin, but no, that was a choice. That was a decision to start it there.
I worked with people that tested positive and they got no symptoms at all. The only symptom was they got a 2-week paid vacation from work.
Yeah.
A lot of other people rush out and try to get a test so they could try to get positive, you know?
Yeah. Take enough tests, but you're going to come back positive with one of them, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like just go to the shops and get 20 tests.
And one of these guys said, oh, I felt kind of pukey one day and I told them at work I thought I had COVID, and I went and got a test, and I didn't have it. And then I started feeling better, and I said, oh, I'll give it one more try. And so I went back, and then I was positive. That's positive when you felt better, you know?
Yeah. It's laughable, isn't it? You try and tell this to people, and they're just like, they will not listen to it. They will not hear you. You know, it's like, look, it's there in front of you. It's in black and white. They're telling you this information.
Yeah, they're not even real good at the sham, you know.
No.
It's so obvious.
That's it. Yeah, there's no pretense about it.
It shows up
gullible. Yeah, it does.
And like over here, this corporation called the CDC, they're a vaccine manufacturer. They're paying out hospitals for every COVID claim, you know, and then if the person died, they got like 3 times as much.
All right.
This is like a straight bribe for positive test results.
Pretty much, isn't it? Yeah.
And it worked really well because there's a large segment of hospitals, like the smaller hospitals in this country that were on the verge of bankruptcy or bankrupt already.
And now all of a sudden they're back on their feet again. They're up and running.
The ones that didn't get snapped up by the big mega corporations, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see what's going on in room 11, or?
We can go. We can bob in there and go and see what's happening. Look, like there's a bit of it.
They may not let you talk, which would be a real bummer. I love your voice. But...
We give it a try. Yeah. Should we move on over then? I'll see you in there.
Hello, everybody. 27th of May 2021 here in Geelong, Australia. My name's Frank. I am here to vent, really, because my state has just been locked down by the Freemasons for no reason at all that I can see. No one is dying, no one is hurt, as they say. We're being locked down for the least deadly epidemic the world has ever seen. least deadly disease known to man, which resulted in Victoria last year having a lower death rate than the year before. So it's saving lives, if anything. It's very puzzling to me how everybody seems to be happy to think there is a disease so bad that it requires basically being imprisoned. I'm just trying to work out what happens in people's minds to achieve this result. Another chap on the website here suggested it's psychic drive in the non-stop barrage of the word COVID-19 and some basic jail terms and punishments. Yeah, I guess so. I'm going to recommend to everybody that you recite the Lord's Prayer, Luke 11. I like Luke 11 because it's the only place in the Bible where we're actually told how to pray. The disciples approach Jesus and say, Lord, how do we pray? And Jesus recites the Lord's Prayer. Our Father that is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I like the prayer because it asks for just the daily bread. It doesn't ask for more than that. It just asks for what we need to live. The next part is where you humbly seek forgiveness for the wrongs that you're doing in the world. Sins you're committing against a long-suffering God by denying his existence, largely, and following the dictates of the demons that lock us up in the end. And you just get no value out of following these guys. And then you ask to be led and not into temptation. You ask to be not tricked into doing stupid things. And finally, you're asking for protection from the demons, from the principalities and spirits that rule the world. I like it because it's been working for me. I just find that I'm more or less wandering through a constant storm without really being affected. It's very pleasant for me. And when you lay aside all the COVID-19 nonsense and look at the world you're living in, it's currently very, very beautiful here in Geelong. It's rainy at night and sunny during the day, even though it's winter. Most people are very, very healthy. The air is beautiful to breathe. Everything's green and beautiful. The food is delicious. It's quite incredibly lovely. You know, hugely blessed, really. It's easy to focus on all the negative aspects of our current life, but really those are to do with the world and being tied up in a stupid way of living. It's likely that the way we're caught up in this is through basically being tricked in the birth certificate. And there's a few places where I'd recommend that people look at to help them escape from most of the chains if they wish to. And the first place is Christian Remedy at Law, and that's a YouTube site. The second place is empowermentsolutions.com, which is a website that you have to pay for. And the third place that I found to be very excellent is Know Your Rights Group, which is an Australian-based YouTube site and also a website. And I found that most of the stuff that these people are writing about is really all about the Commonwealth countries and the USA. And as far as I know, all the things are applicable. I've been making use of them. I think understanding that the law is based on a kind of inverted view of the Bible is very important, and to understand that at this stage it appears that you can effectively protect yourself from the monster, and it's largely based on a biblical view. Well, that's my little rant. If anyone wants to get in touch with me via my website, which is www.howtotakecareofyourpenis.com, you're most welcome. All right, take care. That's all, folks.